The following is a seminar entitled How to Pray, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on October 23rd, 2012, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakandritamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Yadesha Tarine. So, this is a special seminar on the meaning of prayer. So, prayer means connecting with God. There are different ways you can connect with God. Some are very direct, and some are very indirect. Just like there is two ways you can scratch your nose. You can scratch it directly like this, or you can scratch it indirectly like this. So, if your nose is itching, which is the best scratching method? The direct or the indirect method? It's obvious the direct method is better than the indirect method. So, there are prayers that indirectly take you to God. And there is a type of prayer that directly takes you to God. Most people in this world, religious people, they pray in a way which indirectly takes them to God. Therefore, they are not very satisfied, they're not very happy. But in this seminar tonight, we will teach you how to pray directly to God. So you become very happy, very jolly, very blissful. So what is the difference between direct and indirect prayer? Both are approaching God. But one is approaching the Lord in the way which is most pleasing to Him. Note that I said most pleasing to Him. It's not that God is displeased by the indirect approach. Of course, He is displeased. For the most part. For those who approach Him indirectly. He's a little bit pleased with them. but not very much pleased. So what does it mean to approach God indirectly? If I say, "Dear Lord, please give me some money. Please give me a wonderful husband. Please give me a really good-looking girlfriend." I'm approaching God, but I'm not connecting with God, because I'm simply absorbed in my own material desires. So, even if I get that thing that I asked for, I'm still not satisfied. Because I am asking for things that are based on the false bodily conception of life. In other words, even by my praying, I'm increasing my own illusion of bodily enjoyment. So, such type of prayer is actually not very helpful. That's why, even though everyone's praying that way, nobody is coming out as a pure devotee. The Hindus pray like that. The Jews, the Muslims, the Christians, everyone, the Buddhists, everyone is praying for material things. But I ask you this, ladies and gentlemen, is that very intelligent? To ask God for material things. How many of you growing up in your parents' house said, "My dear mother and father, will you feed me today?" Can any one of you in this room here tonight tell me that you had to ask your parents to feed you? I don't see anyone who raises their hand and says, "Yes, I had to ask my parents to feed me." So even your parents who had a limited amount of resources didn't have to be pestered by their kids to feed their kids. But we are pestering God. Prabhupada told us in Atlanta, it's quite funny the way Prabhupada told the story. He said, the thief, he is praying, "My dear Lord, please bless me, I can successfully rob this house tonight." And the house owner is praying, "My dear Lord, please protect my house from being robbed tonight." And Prabhupada said that Krishna has to satisfy both. He says, God is perplexed. So this is a botheration, you see. Having to ask God for this thing, that thing, this thing, that thing, this thing, that thing. Is he pleased? It's annoying, actually. Very annoying. It's like if you ask your parents every day, "Will you feed me?" You think they get tired of you? What are you doing, my dear son, my dear daughter? Why do you keep asking me every day if I'll feed you or not? Don't you love and trust me? Every day you're saying, "Mommy and Daddy, will you feed me today?" Don't you think do you think I don't love you? And every day just see how the parents would become disturbed by such inquiries from the kids. So in this way we are pestering God.
Таким от образом мы и с Богом обращаемся.
Give me, 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 mantra.
Дай, 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 мантра.
Krishna makes it so clear in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 22. Ananya shintayanto mang yejana prayapasate tesha nityavijuktanam yogache mam vahamyaham. He's making it so clear. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, I preserve what they have, I carry what they lack. Don't we trust Krishna? We must trust Krishna. If we give Krishna all of our love, he will personally take care of every need we have. But the difficulty is we don't trust him. We only give him part of our love. It's called Draupadi consciousness. You know why I call it Draupadi consciousness? Because when the Kurus were stripping off her sari, she gave some trust to Krishna. On one hand, Krishna saved me. And the other trust she gave to her own strength. I will hold this sari on.
Yes.
She didn't completely trust Krishna to protect her, you see. She only halfway protected, trusted Krishna to protect her. And the other half, I will, my own strength, I'll keep my sari from being ripped off by these rascals. In that condition, she was being disrobed and disgraced in front of all the Kurus. But she, Draupadi came to her senses. She realized, what can I do as a simple woman against these powerful kshatriyas? I have no physical strength to counteract their physical strength. Therefore, I will simply put both arms to Krishna. Whatever you want, my Lord, I'm just yours. You protect me whatever way you want. In this way, she got an unlimited sari. So there's the two types of prayer right there in Draupadi, you see. So when she's completely depending on Krishna, and when she's only partially depending on Krishna. So the point is this, Prabhuji and Mataji, the point is you have to learn to pray completely depending on Krishna. That my dear Lord, I am simply your property now. You can do whatever you want to with me. As Lord Chaitanya prayed, you can handle me roughly by your embrace. Or you can leave me broken-hearted by not being present before me. In any condition, in all conditions, you are simply my worshipful Lord. So it is this mood of unconditional surrender which makes one very, very, very dear to the Lord. In fact, such a devotee who prays with complete surrender, Krishna will become the personal property of that devotee. Just as he became the charioteer of Arjuna and the chastised son of Yashoda Mata. He became the chastised son of Yashoda Mata. So we have to learn to pray like these, like the pure devotees pray. Is it? Not like karmi. Oh, Krishna, please help me get a job. Oh, Krishna, please help me this. Please help me do them. There's a story, one lady, and she was in the forest carrying a big, huge bundle of sticks on her shoulder. And that bundle of sticks got so heavy, she dropped it. So she said, Krishna, Krishna, help! And Krishna actually appeared out of his causeless mercy. Yes, how can I help you? So what did she say? She said, can you please put this bundle of sticks back up on my shoulder? You see, how foolish that lady was, you see. So we have to not be like that foolish lady, you see. We have to pray. If you want to know what to pray for, pray for pure bhakti. We are meant to beg some boon from the Lord. That is a fact. We are not desireless mayavadis. A Vaishnava is intense with desire. He begs one boon from the Lord. My dear Lord, please bestow upon me pure prema bhakti. That is his prayer, you see. And if you don't know how to pray, don't worry. The prayer is already there. You just have to say it as much as possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So your 16 rounds are done, right? Then you don't have to do anymore, right? Now your business is finished, right? Prabhupada one time made fun of us, the way our attitude is about our japa. Shuta Kirti Prabhu told this story. He was serving Prabhupada at the time. Prabhupada was chanting his vows. You know, he finally put 16 counter beads down. And he says, well, I finished my 16 rounds, now I can do any damn thing I want. And see, that's, he was making fun of us, actually. 16 rounds means you're just getting started, you know. Now you have a whole day to chant. Kirtan. You can keep chanting mantra also while you're doing things. Prabhupada said when you're riding in the bus, you can chant Hare Krishna. When you're doing something with your hands, you can chant Hare Krishna. When you're taking bath, you can chant Hare Krishna. When you go to take rest, you can chant Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. The more you chant it, you know what will happen? Chanting is enchanting. So the more you chant, the more you become enchanted. And the more you become enchanted, the more you become merged into the spiritual bliss of Goloka. Did you know that you can be swimming in the ocean of Goloka bliss right here in Tallinn every day? Prabhupada said you don't have to wait to go back to Godhead to become liberated.
Вам сказал, не надо ждать, пока вы там освободитесь и пойдете обратно домой к Богу.
And it's confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Это подтверждается Шрила Рупа Госвами.
In his wonderful book, called the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1-187, in which he states, Iha yasha herer dashe karmana manasa gera nikalas vapyavastasu jivan muktasa uchate. For one who engages his body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna is already a liberated soul, even in this material world.
Тот, кто задействует свой ум, тело и речь в служении Кришне, уже освобожденная душа, даже в этом материальном мире.
So you don't have to wait until you die and go back to Godhead to taste the full bliss of Krishna consciousness.
Не нужно ждать, пока мы там умрем и отправимся обратно к Богу, чтобы почувствовать полное блаженство сознания Кришны.
You can taste the full bliss now in this lifetime.
Можно почувствовать полное блаженство сейчас в этой жизни.
You simply have to take the process seriously as your only business. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. If you do so, the acharyas guarantee that you will be absolutely amazed at the results of what will happen to your consciousness. It's guaranteed by the entire Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya that if you will take this process seriously, you will fully realize God. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Есть разница между мантрой и молитвой. То есть в чем заключается разница между?
What is the difference between mantra and prayer?
What is the difference between mantra and prayer? Specifically, the Sanskrit verses are mantras.
Mantra это стихи на санскрите.
Mantras are prayers.
Мантры это молитва.
But prayer may not be mantra.
Не каждая молитва это мантра.
One may pray just in one's own heart, my Krishna, please help me to become your pure devotee. That's a prayer. But specifically, mantras refer to the mantras. The Vedic scriptures are all mantras. Of course, a prayer is, in one sense, is like a mantra. Any prayer you make has a mantra, has mantra-like qualities, but still, the specific mantras, you see, are coming down from in the Vedic wisdom. So mantras, not all mantras, of course, every verse in the Bhagavatam is considered to be a mantra. But not all of them are prayers also. Like some are just describing pastimes. So they're not considered prayers also. But a prayer is when you're calling out to the Lord and you're asking for something. That's considered a prayer. When you're addressing the Lord, you're speaking to the Lord. Anything else? Yes.
How to move from the stage where we may have like 1% of love to Krishna or maybe 0.1% love to Krishna to the stage where we will have 100% love to Krishna?
What did she say?
How to move from the stage where we have 1% of love to Krishna to the stage where we have 100%?
Okay. How to move from 1% to 100%? Krishna consciousness. That's easy. You go, here's how you do it. You go from 1% to 2%. 2% to 3%. And how do you do that? Every day, let me be more Krishna conscious today than I was yesterday. Every day, try to be more Krishna conscious than you were the day before. You see. And if you consistently do that every day, you'll become a pure devotee in due course. Even if you're completely in Maya right now, you're smoking cigarettes, you're getting drunk, you're having illicit sex, you're eating hamburgers, I mean, even if you're completely lost in Maya, if you can every day make a little bit of progress, you'll become a pure devotee. Here I am smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, you know, having a, you know, getting drunk every Wednesday night on a 6-pack of beer. You know, how do you make spiritual advance? Well, just get drunk every 2 weeks instead of every week. Instead of smoking 2 packs a day, smoke 1 pack a day, you see. In this way, gradually taper off, you know, and gradually increase. Instead of getting drunk, let me go to the temple, you know, that night. That night I was going to get drunk, I'll go to the temple once, you know, once every 2 weeks. Instead of getting drunk on beer, you know, I get drunk on the holy name. So in this way, it doesn't matter what your position is, if you'll try to become less sinful and more Krishna conscious, you know, every day, even just a little tiny bit. And you maintain that day after day, week after week, year after year, you're going to become a Paramahamsa. You will. You'll be a Paramahamsa. In due course of time, you will become Paramahamsa. You become a great sadhu or a great sadvi. You see, if you just every day try to become a little bit more Krishna conscious. Can anybody do it? Sure. What is required? There's only one thing required to do it. Desire. That's all you need. If you have the desire to become a pure devotee and you're willing to do a little bit every day, you'll make it. So, any other question? So, okay. Alina. Sometimes when we're really in really sick, we might do that out of frustration. But a better way, but the better thing is to say, Krishna, please give me this body belongs to you. Please give me the intelligence how to take proper care of it in your service. See, that's a pure prayer. But say, Krishna, please cure my toothache. You know. Here's the difference, you see. You should. We have to learn how to pray in a very pure way, and every prayer is a very important thing.
Есть разница, надо научиться, как молиться чисто.
we have to be. Krishna says in the Shri Garnitai Ki Jai Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra Rishi Shri Radhanamana Ki Jai. Krishna says we have to tolerate the dualities. Matra sparsha shtakante yashi toshna sukadukada agama payano nyastang satakshashva bharata. You see, sickness and health, they are dualities. So you have to tolerate these things. When I get sick, I don't pray to Krishna, please make me healthy. I may sometimes pray to Krishna, please give me the intelligence that I take proper care of this body that you have given me in your service. That I may pray. Question, somebody else? You had, yeah.
Разве это будет честно молиться Кришне в таком настроении, если в сердце с таким материальным желанием, как будет молиться Господу, когда вы действительно на самом деле остановишь, что в сердце это материальное желание?
Is it faithful to pray very purely to God if I have so much material desires in my heart?
Is it sinful?
No, is it
honest?
Honest?
Honest.
Honest.
Honest to pray for bhakti if I have sinful desires in my heart? Like that? Do it honestly. Say, Krishna, I'm full of all these lusty desires. Please save me from this, Krishna. Be honest. I'm a rascal. I'm lusty, I'm angry, I'm greedy, I'm just a psychological mess. Krishna, please save me from this.
Yes.
That's completely honest, you see. Yeah.
Maharaj, is it true that a spiritual master can get sick if their disciple is not following the principles? Is this true? I have heard somewhere.
Is it true that spiritual master may get sick if disciple is not following principles?
Yes.
Правильно, что духовный учитель может заболеть, если его ученик не следует принципам. Да.
So my disciples, please be kind upon me. Don't do any nonsense.
Мы говорили насчет молитвы для себя. Кришна, пожалуйста, дай мне чистое бхакти и так далее. А как насчет молитвы для других?
You said about prayer for ourselves to give pure bhakti and so on. And how about prayer about other persons?
If one wants to pray for other people, you should pray for their Krishna consciousness. But the Vedic, what I recommend, this is a prayer all you're given by. Here's what I recommend. If you want to pray for other people's Krishna consciousness, here's the prayer you should use. It's from the Bhagavatam. It doesn't make sense just to pray for one person's Krishna consciousness. Because the whole world is suffering, lacking Krishna consciousness. If you want to pray for others, that's good, but do it for all other living entities. Why just one? Prahlad Maharaj has given this very, very wonderful prayer. Svastiyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam dayanti bhutani shivang matodriya manashtabadrang vajatam madoksaje naveshatam no matarapya haitaki. May there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. May all envious persons become pacified. Let everyone become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. Because by engaging in bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, devotional service, everybody will always think of everybody else's welfare. Therefore, let us all be engaged in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Shri Krishna. And always be absorbed in thoughts of Him. Now that prayer is the best prayer that you could pray for every single jiva soul throughout the entire material existence. So you want to pray for others, that's what you should memorize that prayer and say it often in Estonian, Russian, whatever, and in Sanskrit. The verse number? Remember the verse number? Tell you what, anybody who wants the verse number, it's you have to send me an email and I'll send you the verse number. Because I don't remember the verse number. I think it's 518, but I'm not sure. Do you remember the verse number? Yeah. Yeah, Swastiyas. Actually, I can look it up right now. You have it? I have it right here. You have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't Hare Krishna good enough?
The question is, isn't Hare Krishna good enough? I mean, some of you may have a hard time learning a Sanskrit verse, you know, Svasti astu vishvasa kalabrasiddham. It'd be too much for you to memorize that verse. So Vishnupriya Mataji has raised a very important question. Isn't chanting Hare Krishna enough? The answer is yes, it is enough. When in doubt, chant Hare Krishna. That covers everything. If you simply chant Hare Krishna, then everything is there. I was right about the verse number.
518:9.
But if you just chant Hare Krishna, it's the same thing. Just like somebody says, "Will you pray for me?" Have you ever had anyone ask you that? They see you're a religious person, they say, "Will you pray for me? I'm in a lot of trouble. Will you pray for me?" You can tell them, "I'm already praying for you." How long have you been, this life, for example, how long have you been a devotee? How many years?
3?
So if someone says, "Will you pray for me?" He says, "Well, I've been praying for you for the last 3 years. You didn't been, have you been feeling it? I've been praying for you for the last 3 years." So actually, we're already praying for them. Every time you chant Hare Krishna, you're praying for the benefit of every single living entity throughout the whole material existence. Including one person who really needs it desperately, and you know who that is. That's you and me. We all need it really badly. We're praying for ourselves also. So any other points? Okay. We'll stop here then. You had one more point? All right, this is the last one. Okay.
There is difference when prayer is coming from throughout our mind and from our heart. So how to keep it going out of our heart?
Praying from the mind means praying, if those are the indirect prayers, we are asking Krishna to give you, "Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari. You see? That's praying for the mental platform. The one who says, Krishna, please give me pure bhakti. Please save me from this wretched material existence. Please, just, this is from the soul heart, you see. Actually, in one place, Prabhupada said, a neophyte devotee should not make his own prayers. Actually, he says that he just says one should not make their own prayers. They should simply repeat the prayers of the acharya. But if you know the mood of the acharyas, you've studied their prayers sufficiently. You know the proper mood of how to pray. Then you can make your own prayer. We have to learn, the subtleties of it are an important thing. We have to really, really always not be asking anything for ourselves except for pure bhakti. Yeah, that's what we really have to be asking. It's really easy to get sidetracked, you know. Oh, Krishna, please make me a successful preacher. Because I want everybody to worship me. You see? You got to be really careful. Huh? It's easy to get sidetracked. With subtle sex and different entrapments of the mind. That's why if we study like the Shikshastakam prayers, the Grivastakam prayers, you see. Study the prayers of the great liberated souls, and this will teach you how to pray properly. Well, I'll sneak it in real quick, and that's it. This is absolutely in the left. Okay.
So we every day we chant prayers of acharyas, but sometimes is our this prayer is without feeling very dry, and we don't really feel the meaning what they mean from this prayer.
Sometimes we pray the prayers of the acharyas, we do it mechanically without really knowing what we're saying, right? Yeah.
No, it's coming mechanically. Even we know what we're saying, it's not from our heart. How to feel
the prayer? Yeah. So the question then is, how to say these prayers that we say regularly and really say them from your heart, and just like not just on the lips. Yeah. You have to meditate on the meaning. You have to really meditate deeply on the meaning and not just, you know, blah 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 blah, finished. What does it actually mean? Just like one, there's one we say often. What is that prayer? Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrstaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine. So you could just go Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrstaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine. You know, finished. Or you can think, what am I actually saying? I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very, very, very dear to Krishna on this earth. Our respectful obeisances are unto you, O the servant of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. If you study the word for word meanings, it will help. Just like Paschacha Deshatarine, you see. You know the word for word meanings? It's very helpful. Paschacha means Western. It's like Western Europe, America. This is Western countries. Paschacha. In Sanskrit, it means Paschacha. It's Western.
Очень важно понимать значение каждого слова. Например, прощать значит западный.
And desha means countries. And tarine means delivering. So it's very good. You should learn, go in and study the Sanskrit words and see what are the, what is I saying with each syllable when I say paschacha desha tarine. What am I saying actually? Study these things very deeply. It says Brahman means he's a highly learned scholar. You must study these things. You're second initiated, first initiated. Yeah, you must study now. Become qualified for second initiation. Study these teachings. Every spare minute, read, study, learn. You see, in this way. So we'll stop here. Now there'll be a Bhagavatam class tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Okay. Everyone come. Then tomorrow night, another class here.
And
so we look forward to seeing you. Now we'll have some prasadam to pass out. Everyone come forward and get some prasadam. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Ki jai.